These are beautiful artworks, 15 artists with different approaches, different way of working. Well, we present some sculpture, installation, design, and it's great to see all this artwork about nature and about flowers and plants. It's like a link between all these artworks in the castle and, of course, in the garden, because the castle is surrounded by huge park gardens, and it's the occasion to establish or to create a dialogue between human, heart, nature and landscape.
They're actually in the park. There are other exhibits. It's not just in the castle itself, is it?
Yeah, we have three artworks. A willow sculpture by Trevor Leet, who is an artist who lives in Scotland. And it's a beautiful sculpture, 4 meters high. And also an installation by Julien Lanoux with willow also, but it's a way to think about, you know, the plants that you don't want to have in your garden, and they have the power, you know. It's quite difficult to control nature sometimes, even for the gardeners.
Was it very difficult to assemble the artists?
Well, no, it was quite easy, and they were very happy to present the artworks here. Some of the artists came 4 or 5 years ago here, like Miguel Chevalier or Maud Ventour or Les M Studio, and well, it was the occasion to welcome them another time.
Because there's an international group, I mean, they come from all over the world.
Well, yes, well, we have some artists from Brittany and some artists, well, who live in Paris. And, well, Rebecca Louise Lowe, she's a British artist and she lives in Wales. And it was fabulous to work with her because they have some volunteers, 30 volunteers came to help us to create this huge installation called Banquet in the Lord Room, and it is very nice to work with volunteers inside in the castle. It was new for us, but it's a way to share new moments with when you see an artwork, well, may be created just in front of your eyes. With so many flowers, 15,000 flowers. I hope that the visitors will come and appreciate all these different artworks. I hope so.